KSRN News, I'm John Scott. Republican Senator Roger Wicker says it's time for President Biden to follow through on his promise to strike back at Iran for its role in the drone strike that killed three service members in Jordan.
I think he should have done something already about two or three days ago. He needs to hit back. He needs to hit back hard. He needs to show some resolve.
Senator Wicker tells the Salem Radio Network the president has support from both Republicans and Democrats for a strong response against Iran for the first U.S. fatalities after months of strikes by Iranian proxies against American forces across the Middle East. That's since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. Meanwhile, President Biden says he has decided how he'll respond to a drone attack, but the action has not been made public. The president will attend a ceremony honoring three fallen soldiers when their bodies return to the U.S. later this week. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president spoke with the families of the three service members killed in the drone attack in Jordan.
He expressed to them how proud we all are of their service, how we mourn and feel sorrow over their loss.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the president gauged the family's feelings about him attending the dignified transfer of remains on Friday at Dover Air Force Base, and all of them supported his presence there. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, New Hampshire lawmakers considering multiple bills that would ban transgender athletes from competing in school sports that align with their gender identities. The Senate Education Committee held a public hearing on one of the bills, which would also regulate the bathrooms transgender students can use at school. This is SRN News. A Southern Baptist agency issues its marching orders.
The Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission has released its 2024 public policy agenda, and abortion is at the top of the list. The ERLC will fight to preserve the Hyde Amendment and limit the widespread distribution of abortion drugs. It also plans to lobby for the defeat of the Equality Act, which would amend the 1964 Civil Rights Act to include sexual orientation and so-called gender identity. The commission also wants to curb artificial intelligence. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Three churches in rural India have been shut down by mobs of Hindu radicals. International Christian Concern reports the attackers trashed the buildings where the three congregations were meeting and warned them not to gather again. Three pastors also were arrested by local authorities and accused of carrying out forced conversions, a charge the clergymen strongly deny. This is SRN News. Yet another auto recall.
Toyota and General Motors are telling the owners of about 61,000 older Corolla, Matrix, RAV4, and Pontiac Vibe models to stop driving them because their Takata airbag inflators are at risk of exploding and hurling shrapnel. The urgent warning Monday covers certain Corolla compact cars and Matrix hatchbacks from 2003 and 2004, as well as RAV4 small SUVs from 2004 and 2005. Also covered are Pontiac Vibes from 2003 and 2004. Owners should contact a dealer instead of driving the cars in for repairs. Keith Peters reporting.
Tickets on at least one secondary market site are the most expensive in Super Bowl history. The average purchase price, $9,815 on Monday morning. That's nearly double last year's ticket price. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.